I have a confession to make. I really like Advent. Advent is my favorite time in the liturgical year. I like it more than Lent, that's easy. But I also like it more than Christmas or Easter. And that probably makes me a little weird. Perhaps even a little heretical. But I've always liked Advent. It's not that I don't like Christmas and Easter. I mean, I'm not Scrooge. It's just that Christmas and Easter never really match my expectations for them. Christmas is the celebration of the incarnation, of God becoming human, and humanity being united with God. But despite the miracle of the incarnation, we do not always feel close to God. Prayer is difficult. Our daily experience is really more being separated from God, of being distant, of being alone. Easter is the celebration of the resurrection, of Jesus' triumph over suffering and death. But despite the miracle of the resurrection, we still see suffering and death in Syria, in Myanmar, in our own families. We still experience pain in our lives. We still see sexual harassment in our society. Advent strikes me as being more realistic. What I like about Advent is that it is a time of anticipation, a time of suspense, a time of hope. It has that feeling of just over the hill, you know, just around the corner, will be something wonderful. Advent is for people who live in the present with their eyes on the future. What is Advent? Advent comes from the Latin word adventus, which means coming. Our three readings today speak of someone coming. Isaiah prays that God will come and perform great deeds for his people as of old when he led them out of captivity in Egypt. Paul writes the Corinthians and tells them that God will keep them firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, on the day he comes. Mark tells us to be watchful and alert because you do not know when the Master will come. Paul and Mark are not talking about the birth of Jesus. They're talking about the second coming of Jesus. Paul and the early Christians at first expected the second coming of Jesus in their lifetimes. Gradually, they realized he was not coming. Certainly not coming right away. And in fact, they finally concluded they couldn't predict when he would come. Early Christians began to realize that despite the incarnation, despite the resurrection, history goes on. Jesus preached that the kingdom of God is here. And yet, it's not quite here. The mustard seed is still growing. The wheat is not ready for harvest. The redemptive work of Jesus is not complete. I once saw a poster, I think it was in the 70s, that said, "Christians are Easter people." I think it might be more accurate to say that Christians are Advent people. We are people who are waiting and preparing for the coming of Christ. The Christ we are waiting for is not the baby Jesus in the crib. It is the cosmic Christ. The Advent liturgy prepares us not to celebrate a birthday, to celebrate a birthday party, but for his coming in glory. And how do we prepare for the coming of Jesus? Isaiah tells us to soften our hearts, to do what is right, to be mindful of God, to call on his name. Paul tells us to be open to the grace of God bestowed on us in Christ Jesus, to be enriched with knowledge and spiritual gifts, to keep ourselves irreproachable for the day of the Lord. Mark warns us to watch and be alert for the coming of the Lord. Sometimes the coming of the Lord is presented as something to be feared. He's coming, you better be ready. Fear, sometimes it's good. Keeps us from doing some dumb and bad things. But hope is really better than fear. And that's what Advent is about. It's, you know, hope is a more positive motivation for doing good. Our hope is that by the power of the Holy Spirit, our love, our actions in the world prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. By living lives of justice, peace, and love, we advance the coming of the Lord Jesus. As we continue to celebrate the Eucharist, we commit ourselves to preparing the way of the Lord Jesus. As we celebrate the Eucharist, as we celebrate this meal, we come to the Lord's table with hope, to be fed with the bread of life, so that we can continue building the kingdom of God, a kingdom of justice and peace.